Thank you for having me today.
So domestic violence has risen to what seems like a new level of national awareness because of recent events with NFL players. What do you think about the national conversation that's happening around domestic violence right now?
In short, it gives me hope. The conversations at some point in my career, I've been doing this work for 20 years, and it used to be, well, what is domestic violence really? And now people understand what domestic violence is and what sexual assault is, and everybody agrees that it's wrong, which is light years ahead of when I first started in the movement. And with the recent awareness that's being brought to domestic violence and who's committing it, why people should be held accountable and responsible for their actions, it is changing the national conversation from is it right or wrong to what extent should people be held accountable.
We're also at a time when people are asking about some of the complexities within domestic violence, that it's not always physical violence, that it's not limited to that necessarily. It can also extend to things like financial abuse. Explain that dynamic.
Yes, you're absolutely right, Jen, when you're talking about the fact that there's a difference between physical abuse and emotional abuse. And the reality is that the emotional abuse continues because the person who's experiencing the violence knows that the physical abuse is just two steps away. And so they may have these tactics of control in their life, like financial, the children, controlling who they see, isolation. And that is very much a part. In fact, it's probably more common to experience the emotional abuse, but it's because survivors know that if they don't do what they're expected to do, there will be consequences that to them are shattering.
There's also a focus on bringing more men into this conversation about how to prevent domestic violence or how to break the cycle of violence. Tell me about your efforts in that area.
Bringing men into this conversation is critically important. We need men to be part of ending domestic violence in our society. Our efforts around that are numerous. To begin with, we're starting with Teen Voice. At Safehouse Center, we have a group of teens who come together every year to do peer education and support in the schools around issues of domestic violence and sexual assault and dating violence. And I significantly applaud their efforts because they're bringing young men into this conversation to say, this is what a healthy relationship looks like, and this is what to do when it's not healthy. As we move on, we have a strong partnership with both Eastern Michigan University and University of Michigan, and we are working with young men in both of those arenas, again, around healthy relationships and how to hold their friends accountable and to start doing bystander intervention.
The last time we spoke, we were seeing an uptick in incidents of domestic violence. Where are things right now?
We continue to steadily grow in the number of 911 calls that come in to Washtenaw County. We're trying to match the growth of resources against that demand. We do need the support of the community to make it happen, but the community is trying to step more and more. It's not marked increase, maybe, you know, single-digit increases, but the needs still exist, and it's still continuing to grow. At Safehouse Center, we serve over 5,000 women, children, and some men with all of our services, shelter, counseling, legal advocacy, helpline, and that's just in Washtenaw County.
Do you think there is an increase in incidents of violence, or is it that people are more willing to reach out for help?
I think it's the latter, Jen. I really think that people are wanting to end this violence. You know, people say to me all the time, oh, what depressing work. I am a broker of hope. Survivors come in because they believe their lives can be different, which is absolutely extraordinary. I think we're seeing more and more people come in because they realize that there's real hope and real support out there, not because necessarily it's happening any more frequently.
Barbara Neese May is director of Safehouse Center in Washtenaw County. Barbara, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Have a great day.